Eurosonic. I don't mind the guys dancing with my girl. 11., 12. i 13. januara direktno iz Holandije sa najvećeg evropskog muzičkog festivala Eurosonic, Katarina Epštajn od 18 do 19 na talasima Radio Beograda 1. Eurosonic.
They call me help. They call me Stacy. They call me her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me quite but I'm a liar. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. I'm Mr. Catch if they throw me the ball. I'm the last trick standing up against.
Slušate prvi program Radio Beograda.
Časova i 6 minuta, slušate Radio Beograd 1, direktno iz Groningena. Groningen je jedno divno mesto u Holandiji, na severu Holandije, pre svega studentski grad, gde se sada i uvek početkom januara, kada je zatišje, kada su festivali u pitanju i koncertne aktivnosti, uvek održava najveći festival evropskih muzičkih talenata, muzičke industrije i gde se muzička industrija sreće sa radio stanicama, pre svega, dragi slušalci, i sa izvođačima. Da, zaključili smo da volimo sastav Elektroguzi iz Beča. Odlični su momci i koristimo ih, dakle, sve vreme ovako maksimalno da bude naš instrumental. Da vam predstavim ekipu u Beogradu: Cijane Zvuka, Siniša Damjanović, hvala najlepše, veza u radio Darko, Darko Živanović, producent emisije Veselin Maldaner, iz Groningena vas pozdravlja Katarina Epštin, a imam jednog gosta, voditelja. Dakle, dragi slušalci, upravo sam bila gost na danskom radiju i jednostavno sam žela da uzetim u ovom divnom, simpatičnom momku. On se zove Karsten Keim. Hello, Karsten.
Hello, Katarina. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
Good.
Adrenaline now works. Like every time when you do the radio show.
Sorry?
It is a good... When you do the radio show, you feel very well.
Yes, thank you.
I saw you that you feel very well in your radio show.
I feel very well, and I was also, it was very comfortable to have you on my show
for the last hour. Likewise.
Yes. So, hello, hello Belgrade, hello Serbia. It's the first time I had to say that in my radio career.
Please, then tell Dobro veče, Serbia.
Dobro veče, Serbia. Well, dobro veče, Serbio.
Ovo je moj momak. That's my guy.
Good.
Karsten i ja smo otkrili da volimo iste muzičare ovde. I da nam se sviđaju isti izvođači. I just told our audience that you like the same music here.
Yes.
In the 3 minutes I thought we had the same opinion about three bands.
Yes, exactly.
And it is a pleasure for me to be with you here. I nas dvoje ćemo ovde za početak dok se družimo da vas upoznamo sa jednim holandskim bandom. Pre toga da vam kažemo da smo na početku emisije slušali Ting Ting, za oni su jedni od dobitnici EBA nagrade proteklih godina, mislim 2009. I između ostalog, ova dva dana, koliko nam još traju specijalne emisije uživo iz Holandije, rešili smo da vam predstavimo holandsku scenu. Već imamo jedan divan bend u studiju koji se zove Alamo Race Check, koji će mi pokidati lepezu, ja moram da vidim što oni to rade, zato vas molim, dragi kolegi iz studija Radio Beograda 1, pustite Damjana Race, on isto je jedan od dobitnika EBA nagrade, juče je bilo velika dodela i veliki koktel, dakle Damjan Race.
Yourself like that, 'cause you hurt your knees. Well, I kissed your mouth and back, but that's all I need. Don't build your world around. Oh,
Radio Beograd 1, sada je 18 časova i 13 minuta, direktno iz Groningena sa Eurosonic festivala, najvećeg evropskog festivala izmena popularne kulture i muzičke kulture. Imamo jedan divan band, kao što smo vam rekli, holandski band, jedan od značajnijih, zove se Alarm Race Check u studiju. Tu su dva predivna momka. Peter Ackerman, lep dečko, vidjet ćete ga na sajtu Radio Televizije Srbije, i Joa Pobosen, takođe. Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah.
Be free to take your microphone down. A ja ću dragi slušati podeliti mikrofon. Vrati se, Kirsten.
Hello. Yeah.
You're in the show.
I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go back.
Hello, guys.
Dakle, dragi slušati, sada ćemo Kirsten i ja da im postavimo neka pitanja, vrlo slučajno. Now we will ask them something.
Yes.
Together.
Yes.
Please start.
Okay. You're from Amsterdam, and your band from Amsterdam. How is it to be a rock band in Amsterdam 2012? Because I guess the Amsterdam scene has always been very, very vibrant, very huge variety of styles. Dance music, rock music, and also music from all kinds of parts of the world. But how is it to be a rock band nowadays?
Yeah, I think it's good. I think also the whole combination of the scene with different people, just like we rehearse in a room where there's also people rehearsing for electronic things and electronic music. So it's basically, if you take everything as being inspiring to just make music, it's a good city to be. Like, there's so many different things going on that it's also easy to find your own style within that.
Just let me translate to our audience.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Dakle, pitali smo Petera Ackermana kako je biti rock muzičar i imati rock band u Amsterdamu koji obuhvata sve muzičke stilove, gde se slivaju razni uticaji i razni muzički događaji, ali rock and roll uopšte može da živi. I naravno da Peter kaže da može i da Amsterdam prima sve utice i da je dobrodošao za svaki muzički stil. So here you are, Kastin.
Thank you very much. You are about to make a new record this year.
Actually, no. No, we've recorded an album which came out. Yeah, when did it come out?
May.
Okay, last year. Okay.
Yep.
Last year, and now we're going to play in a theater piece again.
Yep, and we're going to write music for a dance piece as well, which is going to be great.
Okay, for dance pieces, like dance, theater,
dance.
Well, that's a very interesting turn to take as a rock band.
Is
that rock music or what kind of music style do you experiment?
Actually, we don't know yet.
Basically, I also think that the thing we make is not that much rock oriented. Actually, it's more like independent. Folk oriented, and maybe it has a certain rock touch to it, but like you can do it in a way that it's really tasteful with modern dance as well. Like I've seen it before with Ultima Fe, for example, and there's a lot of groups combining those two, which is I think great to have abstract dance and less abstract music.
Thank you, Carson. Dakle, ipak se Peter u jednom trenutku, pošto pripremaju muziku za pozorišnu predstavu, rešio da definiše da to ipak nije kompletan rock and roll, već da imaju uticaje folka i svega onoga, nove muzike, savremenih stilova, prosto programske orijentisane muzike. I ja mislim da je najbolje da mi sada čujemo jednu pesmu i pitaću Joapa šta ćemo da čujemo. Dear Joap, what are we seeing now to illustrate this conversation? Okay. What is the song name? What is the name of the song?
I'm going to play Apples for you from my iPhone. There we go.
Don't tell.
Oh, sorry,
a secret.
Sorry. Oh, sorry, sorry. Well, here it goes.
Little insect on tip of my pen. So, while I was spelling out the future on paper lying next to me. I'm here 'cause the apples and apples to be plucked in the afternoon. Human like trees in the garden, watching me, watching, watching, watching me. I'm outside in an army coat and a bill cap that belongs to my father. I fight every breath of the howling wind, I clutch myself to the ladder. I steal them apples, I clean the garden. Might be angry or relieved of the sentiment. I've got them, I've got, I've got.
We place them in buckets, we place them in buckets, we place them in buckets.
We got hope for the future. Sometimes I can't see for days, sometimes my name is a strain.
We got hope leading nowhere.
So nice. Mnogo lepo. Hvala, dragi gosti. Thank you, dear guests. You made my day.
Welcome.
I think Carsten's too.
Yes.
Welcome.
Beautiful.
What are you doing in the Eurosonic? Pitamo ih sada šta trenutno rade na Eurosoniku, pa ćemo da ih pitamo i šta rade šire.
Well, tonight we play in Beer AA Church. About 9:25, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
So we're going to play there.
Oko pola deset.
Yeah, we just... come from the church and it's a really beautiful place, so I think it will be wonderful.
Postoji, dragi slušalci, jedna divna crkva u centru Groningena, jer sve lokacije su bukvalno pokrivene koncertima. E, ovi divni momci, Lemon Race Check, će nastupiti negde oko 9:30 večeras baš u tom zdanju i ja se radam da ih slušam. And after that, ih pitamo šta će dalje. Eurosonic is finished on Sunday, and then...
Yeah, we're gonna come back on Saturday and play 2 more times.
Really?
Yeah. So that's fun. Like, we're gonna play 3 times this festival, and it's a good festival. Like, the whole city's surrounded with so many people and bands, and so it'll be cool to play 3 times this year.
No, on Saturday is another slug, so you have to be there. Just let me explain to my audience. Dakle, naravno, oni su ovde zato što je, kao što smo juče objašnjavali, sve je počelo od Noder Slaga, koji će se ove godine održati u subotu, gde će biti predstavljeni najbolji holandski bendovi u koje spadaju i Alamo Race Track. Ja mislim danas u programu da ćemo imati do kraja emisije bar još 2 holandska benda. To je čista ekskluziva, jer su ovi divni domaćini nam izašli u susret. A da vam kažem, puštala sam na danskom radiju Dark of Dub, tako da će sada kolega Karsten uskoro da nam pusti i njegovu omiljenu dansku grupu i puno lepih stvari se događa. A sada ponovo da slušamo Alamo Race Check. Please, what will we hear? Šta ćemo da čujemo?
Next song will be Shake of the Leaves.
Shakespeare Leaves.
Shake of the Leaves.
A Shake of the Leaves, yeah. Romantic.
It will clear your head. This room will be our home. This room will be our home. The stains on the table left their stories to unfold. We'll brush shadows on the ceiling as our coffee gets colder. This will be our home. This room will be our home.
Come from the earth.
predivan band, band Lamo Race Check, koji je inače prošle godine imao najbolji album u Holandiji, je proglašen njihov album, za koga slušamo numere, za najbolji album te godine, 2011. Zato ću pitati Žopa i Pitera da nešto više ispričaju o albumu koji ćemo, koji smo dobili na poklon i koji ćemo vam doneti, dragi slušalci, da čujete kako to zvuči. A mi njima ostaviti neke domaće. Please, tell us our audience more about your album. Your album is the best album in Holland for the last year.
Well, that's nice that you say that. But of course, like, to the opinion of a couple of people, that's true. And it's always great when people really like your music and listen to it. But yeah, I can't really explain why it should be the best album of the year. I mean, that's strange for me to say. Of
every course. Album is the
but,
best.
But yeah, basically
for you.
Yeah, basically we've been enjoying it. So yeah.
Da, skromni su to momci, oni kažu da uživaju. Ne znam da objasnim zašto je njihov album najbolji. Prosto takve se stvari u javnosti ne pričaju, pa smo malo ih glupo pitali. Ali ćemo ih pitamo da li pripremaju novi i za kada. When is the new Sorry? Album?
The new album. New album is called Unicorn Love Story. That's the newest album.
Yeah, this is like the last album, but you probably think when there's a new album still coming, or?
Yes.
We're not sure yet.
Nice guy.
Somewhere.
we don't really have a release that date yet, but we're going to be writing for those two pieces, like the dance piece and the theater piece, and then basically we hope that we write enough material to sort of work with that and see where it goes.
Next year when we meet here, you will have another album or not? Don't bother. You have time.
I don't know.
You have all the time in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You should not hurry those kind of things.
And we're not finished yet with this album.
Dakle, polako stvaraju, pripremaju programsku muziku za pozorišnu predstavu. Sada ćemo se s njima oprostiti, jer oni treba da se pripremaju za svoj koncert. Dragi slušalci, slušate Radio Beograd 1, direktno iz Groningena, iz Holandije, sa festivala Eurosonic. I čujete prosto atmosferu iz ovog divnog prescentra gde su svi muzičari i razne radiostanice. Što se sve događa u Osterport teatru, jednoj lepoj zgradi, tu je centralni događaj, odatle sve kreće. E, kao što smo vam rekli, sada ćemo da vam pustimo jednu dansku grupu, pa ja pozivam ponovo mog prijatelja Karstena da nam objasni šta ćemo da slušamo. Please explain our audience what we will listen.
This is a Danish band called Thulebasen, and it's a way of rock band, but they are more alternative in their way of producing and making rock music. It's a three-piece band. There are two guitarists who also play some sequence and some computer stuff, and then there is a female drummer. The two guitarists are males, but the female drummer is very, very cool. She's not your typical drummer type. She's not necessarily holding the rhythm that steady, and she doesn't use a hi-hat, so she uses all other kinds of drums to, you know, make the rhythm move forward. This one is called Monster, and Thulebasen will be playing here tonight at Eurosonic at a venue called Vera, and I'm looking very much forward to that.
E, dakle, danski band koji će večeras nastupiti u Veri. Vera je isto jedno od značajnijih mesta u Groningenu gde se svira. Radi se o triju, dve gitare i bubanj, žena je devojka, bubnjarka, i ja nju moram dotaknem tajem da mi imamo repetitore, mi znamo to sa ženama bubnjarkama kako zvuči, nama to nije ništa čudo. U svakom slučaju, da čujemo ovaj lep band.
We'll be right back. Eko.
Ovaj dan je bio s tobom sasvim drugčiji od drugih.
Konačno je tu.
Pamtim reči, svaki pogled, tvoje ruke, želje, dodir, ti su...
Prvi album grupe Super Vibe u prodaju.
Sada s nama, ovaj dan.
PGP RTS. Ti možda ne znaš, izašao je novi CD Odice Pavlović Malene Freak. Pokrenite se uz 9 novih pesama. Odica Pavlović Malena, CD Freak i PGP RTS.
Ostali neće mi znati da sam tu, više mi želim.
Penzioneri, čekom do aparata na više rata. Prizma Kragujevac 034-330-200.
Eko.
Radio Beograd 1, direktno iz Holandije, 18:33. Ostajemo još malo da pričamo sa danskim kolegom i da ga pitamo kakva je scena u stvari u Danskoj, šta se događa u Danskoj kada je muzika u pitanju. So Carsten, please tell us what about the music in your country and how you see your rock and roll scene.
Yes, the rock and roll scene is, I think... it's quite big in the alternative way, but not the traditional rock bands. We don't have that many of them right now that are that good. We have still some bands that have been there for ages, like Disneyland After Dark or DAD and Kashmir and bands like that. But then we have, on the other hand, a band like Tulebasen, who I just played before the commercials, and they are one of the bands, together with Ice Age and a couple of other acts, that are really going to do some new sound and a new wave of doing rock music in Denmark. And we're not thinking that rock music into formats anymore. That's a good thing. Those bands, they don't, because they just let everything free and let everything run free in a way. So I think the Danish music scene is good, and we are starting to make our own kind of styles and not just copying other countries' styles, like the British music scene or the American music scene. And that is something that we have been doing for ages without really using our own culture and environment in our music. But I think that's starting to grow now.
Let me translate. Jako lepe stvari priča Karsten kada je danska scena u pitanju. Takođe, alternativa je na vrlo visokom nivou i jako je ponosan i kaže da je ponosan na to što imaju sobstveni izraz i sobstveni način komunikacije sa umetnošću, da prosto ne kopiraju kada je popularna kultura u pitanju ni Veliku Britaniju, ni ostale zemlje Sjedinjene Američke Države. Tako da se radujemo da vidimo i njegov band. Sada ću ga pitati šta oni u stvari predstavljaju na Eurosoniku ove godine. So please tell me now, what is your presentation on Eurosonic this year?
The presentation I did at the radio this year.
And Danish?
Yes.
At all. And your radio, of course.
Yes, okay. Well, first of all...
What is your radio station? I forgot to tell our
The radio station is called P6 Beat. And it's an alternative radio station with alternative music. We're not doing any mainstream or contemporary music. We're doing it our own style, and we're only broadcasting digitally and on DAB radio. So we're not on the what you call FM broadband. Yeah. Well, anyways, we are pretty new radio.
Do you get some money? It's alternative.
It's a public funded radio, so it's the national radio of Denmark, yeah, who does this alternative radio.
It was a joke.
Yeah, I know. But there's no money in alternative music. Of course there is.
That one.
I think there's only money when you play live shows, and even there, I don't think there's any money. Have you seen the alternative bands walk around in the streets? You know, they have almost no trousers on, and the jackets are.
They had to have, I don't know, Mercedes.
You think so?
I'm
well,
wrong. Yeah.
Well, anyways, we have.
You're right. Yeah.
This year we have around 10 acts from Denmark on Eurosonic. Tule Bassen, as we just played earlier, is one of them. There's a band called Ice Age as well, a more punkish band. Then we have a band called Pinku Noisu, which is a more psychedelic way of presenting rock music, and they're not on any CDs I've brought with me, unfortunately. So that's more or less actually the only Danish track I have, unless I have something on my iPhone. I'm not sure I have that here.
Nove tehnologije povezivanja, ne možemo flashove, ali iPhone ne možemo da priključimo na našu mixetu. I'm trying to explain what
I'm
talking about.
Yes.
I pričali smo da li se zarađuje od alternativne muzike, on radi na državnom javnom radiju nacionalne frekvencije koje se bavi alternativnom muzikom, ali smo se šalili na račun alternativaca, da li smo videli ikad nekog koji ima dobre farmerice, ima ih i tekako ih imaju. Ja sam pitala pa se šalila da oni ne vole da voze Mercedes, na primjer, to nije njihov način predstavljanja. Do you think so? Da li stvarno misliš da je tako? Naravno, u stvari, dragi slušalci, da nije tako, svako voli da uživa i da ima svoj komfort. So explain to my audience everything. Have you got something on iPhone?
No, not Danish.
Sada ćemo, Karsten i ja, da vam izaberemo jedan band, da vam pustimo šta se događa nešto lepo na Eurosoniku, gde se Srbija prvi put pojavljuje. To je najveći radijski festival, najveći susret radiostanica, najznačajniji festival kada su radiostanice, državne radiostanice, članice EBU-a u pitanju i muzika. Please, your choice.
Yes, we can go either to play some music from Eurosonic, or I have actually some Danish music here on my
really?
Phone, more alternative music. I don't know which one you prefer, Eurosonic music or Danish music.
We have to play your Sonic while you put. Can you put it fast?
Yeah.
Sure. Dakle, ipak smo našli još malo danske muzike da iskoristimo ovog divnog čoveka što je s nama u studiju, pa da vam predstavimo šta se događa na danskoj sceni.
And the thing I'm going to play is a female trio, and they only use bass and drums and then vocals and a shaker. It's also an alternative band, and they just released an EP, or they will be releasing an EP in 3 weeks' time. This is a band called Nilsson Can, and the song is called Apple Pie.
Good.
E, slušajte, dragi slušalci, Ritam popodneva ili Ritam popa ili specijalnu emisiju iz Holandije. Ovde je onako prilična gužva, lepo se družimo i vrlo je frekventno u našem divnom studiju koji je ukrašen lampama iz Ikeje koja se nalazi negde na 500 metara odavde. Inače, Osterport teatar je u novijem delu ovog divnog gradića, a taj novi deo izgleda i je dugačak čitave dve ulice, ostalo je sve izgrađeno još početkom 12. veka i do 19. veka. Jedna lepa stara zdanja su ovde zastupljene. I sad ćemo se pozdraviti s našim prijateljem Karstenom, koji ide dalje, a mi čekamo još jedan holandski band da nam dođe u studio. Dear Karsten, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to meeting you, first of all.
Oh, sorry. That's okay.
I'm a girl.
It was nice meeting you as well. And yes, I guess you already told Katrina that you've been on my show for...
You explained it, yeah?
Yes, so it was nice having you on the air in Denmark as well.
I hope it will be tradition.
I hope so too.
Next year. Take care, please, of yourself.
You too.
Pozdravili smo se s ovim divnim momkom i sada ćemo da vam pustimo... Sada ćemo da vam pustimo nešto sa Eurosonika i poslije da vam kažemo šta. A ovo smo slušali sada, moramo, dragi slušati, idemo na sledeću, izvinite. Bilo je ovo nešto sa bugarske rock'n'roll scene, zove se band Future Shock, numera se zvala In and Out. Jako lepo zvuče, potpuno nam se sviđa. E, sad imamo isto veliko zadovoljstvo, dragi slušalci, da vam predstavimo još jedan holandski band. Jako drag, zove se I'm Oak.
I ovdje jedan divan momak koji se zove Tas Kajken.
Yes.
So nice to meet you, Tas.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm fine.
What is new in your life? Awesome. Did you get me awesome?
Yeah.
Dakle, oni imaju album koji se zove Awesome, tako se izgovara. Uglavnom je to noćna muzika, tako definiše Tas, a sad ćemo mi pitati ga da malo bolje nam objasni, onda ćete i da čujete. Please, define your music. It is a nice music. If you're oak.
Yeah. I think it's sort of it's relatively quiet music, and it's simple, and it's short songs mostly, to the point, and really, I don't know, I think I create a nice atmosphere in these songs to just chill out to.
Da, dragi slušatelji, to jeste onako jedna noćna muzika, Tas je kaže da je želo da kreira jednu ambientalnu, finu lounge atmosferu u kratkim formama, jer numere traju otprilike oko 20 minuta, tako da ćemo mi to sačuti. A ja ću da vam objasnim da je nama specijalno zadovoljstvo što su nam holandski najbolji bendovi gosti Radio Beograda 1, jer se svi pripremamo da prisustvujemo na Ode Slagu u subotu. It is a great pleasure for us, first of all, to have you in our show, and we're looking for welcome. Thank you. Looking forward for the Ode Slag in Saturday. So, when will you play?
We're playing tonight.
Yes, I know, for tonight. What time? And where?
I don't Never know mind. Exactly. I think around 10 o'clock in Forum Images.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cinema.
And you will come back on Saturday?
No.
No?
It's just today.
Oh.
It's the first year we only play one show.
A njihova je prva godina, ja sam se planila da će oni doći u subotu, dakle večeras svira ovaj divan band i hajde da vam pustimo da ilustrimo. We can listen, what song we are listening?
We're going to listen to Kurt.
Kurt, slušamo numeru koja se upravo tako zove. Predivna. I am Oak, tako se zove band s kojim ćemo završiti današnju emisiju.
iz Groningena, uživo iz Groningena ide Radio Beograd 1, večeras i sutra, i tako se polako i približava kraju ovaj dan radni i kreće se u koncertne aktivnosti, puno divnih koncerta će se održati u gradu do ujutru. Da još malo popričamo sa Tasom, da vidimo kakvi su mu planovi za budućnost. Tas, tell us more about your plans for this year. New year is started.
Yeah, we're going to play a lot of outside of Holland. We'll start in Germany and then Italy and France and Switzerland and then America and Canada. So it's a really big year for us, I think so.
Dakle, kreću na jednu ogromnu svetsku turneju i ja se nadam da će naša misija biti i ovde dobro obavljena, tako da i naši muzičari i naši talenti mogu u jednom trenutku da krenu da tako svuda idu i da sviraju bez problema. Oak ima fantastičan album i za kraj današnje emisije mi ćemo vam pokloniti još jednu numeru koja se zove Ancient, kao Ancient Heart. Tell us more about Ancient number.
It's basically about the ancient things in the world that are really awe-inspiring, like mountains and stuff.
Ancient is a beautiful world, but...
Yeah.
Zaključili smo da je ancient mnogo lepa reč. Hvala vam, dragi slušalci. Dođite i sutra oko 18 časova na dolaze Radio Beograda 1. Još malo da se družimo.
That mountain once stood in the ocean.